The Latin America Report is made possible by MBAF, CPAs and advisors.
From the WLRN Newsroom, I'm Tim Padgett. In the U.S. today, we use hashtags to hash out everything in our lives, from women's rights to canceled flights. But in Cuba, socialism has kept social media out of people's lives. Until now. In January, a rare tornado hit Havana. It killed four people and wrecked the city's east side. In the past, this TV report would have been the first most Cubans heard of the disaster. But a month before, their government had finally granted them mobile internet access. So this time, many Cubans knew about the tornado, even as it was happening.
My phone still had batteries, and some people started to talk about there has been a tornado.
One of them was Omar Gonzalez. He's a translator, and he spoke to me from Havana. He found out about the tornado on his smartphone and about the Havana neighborhoods that had been hard hit. Early the next morning, he went to one of them, Regla.
I saw an old lady sitting in what used to be her living room with nothing but the front door.
Gonzalez and other Cubans quickly created Facebook Messenger chat groups and mobilized aid donations. Gonzalez points out they did it without relying on something that's usually required for any social effort in communist Cuba, the government.
This special economic situation we live has made us Cubans concentrated in the daily struggle to survive. But being part of this large mobilization helping fellow Cubans, it was the feeling that we were making history. The realization that we can do a lot of things by ourselves.
Turns out that historic social media mobilization encouraged something bigger, something that challenges the Cuban regime more openly. Starting with this independent gay pride march. In May, the government mysteriously canceled an officially sanctioned march. So LGBTQ activists took to Facebook, Twitter, WhatsApp, Telegram, Instagram, and other apps to organize their own. Norges Rodriguez was on the front lines of that illegal effort. He and his husband, Taylor Torres, run a tech website from Havana called Jukabyte. And he says the experiment worked. The march in central Havana started with about 20 gay rights activists, but photos and video sent out spontaneously on social media emboldened more people to come join. It grew to 300 before police stopped the march and detained some protesters. This is unfamiliar for authorities here, Rodriguez told me from Havana. Unlike traditional dissident movements, this doesn't have an identifiable leader. The social media itself is the leader. His husband Torres believes it resonated across the island. The march was a watershed, Torres said, because it's empowered Cubans to confront the government on social media in many other areas, like our food shortages and electricity outages.
My friend came over to my place. He's like, your neighbors are protesting.
Ruben Rojas is a Cuban-American in Hialeah. He runs Other Oceans, a nonprofit that builds social bridges between Americans and Cubans. Rojas was recently in Cuba. He witnessed the gay pride march, but also a protest fueled by social media outside the Airbnb house he was renting in Old Havana. The object of the anger was chronic water outages.
I went on the internet and I saw the video of what was happening a few blocks down from me, the block traffic, and this was a small protest, but I feel like we're going to see more protests organized with social media, with the internet.
And Rojas did see a larger, more organized protest online shortly after. Cuban President Miguel Díaz-Canel and other top officials now have Twitter accounts. So thousands of Cubans last month began gathering at the hashtag Bajen el Precio de Internet, a demand that means lower the price of Internet. Cuba's mobile Internet prices start at about $7 a month. That's a big chunk of most Cubans' incomes, so most Cubans aren't yet in the social media mix. Rojas says the movement reflects how important being in that mix suddenly means to Cubans.
We can see it that it's maybe even more important than food.
Cubans have discovered social media may be the tool that gets their government to supply more food. What they don't know yet is just how loudly their government will let them use that tool. I'm Tim Padgett in Miami. You can read more of our Latin America coverage at WLRN.org.
The Latin America Report is made possible by MBAF, CPAs and advisors.